What are you doing? I'm grounded, remember? You're gonna get me killed. And yourself killed. And my dad killed, because he's gonna have a heart attack if he sees you. You're insane. Inside voices. Or else I'm gonna be grounded for eternity. What about being grounded? Do you not understand? I can't leave with you. Look, you can't keep getting me into trouble. No, you can't. I'm sneaking out, skipping class, getting grounded, letting you sneak in. What has become of me? You're a bad influence. How did you get here? Is your motorcycle parked outside? You can't park it there. What are you thinking? It's behind a tree. Is this tree 6 feet wide? Okay, then you can't park it there. I swear. Don't bite your lip like that, oh my gosh. I'm trying to be mad at you and you're making it very difficult. Okay, I'm serious. Stop. The 3 foot rule. Yes, you're allowed to stand no closer than 3 feet from me. Because any closer and my brain gets fuzzy and my knees start buckling. You should know by now the power you have over me. Seriously, why are you here? What is so urgent that you had to climb through my window? You missed me. You missed me. Next time you miss me, call me. Rather than putting our lives at risk, there's a reason phones exist. I missed you too. Hey. 3 foot rule. You can't stay for too long though, okay? Because I have homework that I have to get done by tomorrow. Do you want to help me with it? And didn't think so. It's important. It's due Friday. And I'm not going to have time to do it tomorrow with all my other classes. If I could put it on hold and hang out with you instead, I would. But I don't really have a choice. Be quiet. It's probably my dad. Yeah, but sometimes he gets up to grab a glass of water or something. He's not gonna come in here unless he hears a noise. Which is why you need to stop talking. Okay, I think he's gone. You can talk now. I wish things didn't have to be this way. It's so secret. I wish it was easier. True, maybe it is a little fun sneaking around. Like Romeo and Juliet. It is a little romantic, isn't it? I could do without the ending, though. You know, if we do both die, it'll probably be because my father will have killed us. Kind of puts a damper on the whole romantic thing. Can I call you Romeo from now on? Oh, Romeo, Romeo, where art thou, Romeo? How do you know Shakespeare? I thought you flunked the class. I'm impressed. Keep going. I love when you talk Shakespeare to me. I know what I said. Forget the 3-foot rule. You always get me to break my rules for you eventually. Yeah, like that time we trespassed onto that property and went swimming in the lake. That was so fun. Although I thought for sure that we were gonna get caught. Yeah, maybe that's what made it so fun. The danger. I think you're right. I think deep down I like sneaking around. Makes things exciting. You know, I don't think I'd ever had an adrenaline rush before I met you. I mean, except maybe when I had a final due the next day and I wasn't even halfway done. What? Oh, no, wait a minute. That was after I'd met you. Yeah, because the only reason it wasn't done was because I'd been spending the entire weekend with you. So it doesn't even count. Wow. What do you mean? Do I want another adrenaline rush? Oh no. That depends. What do you have in mind? I can't sneak out. I can't sneak out. I'm already in so much trouble. My parents are this close to disowning me, I'm pretty sure. And besides, I have homework, I told you. We won't get caught. How can you be sure? That's true. You are a ninja. But I'm not a ninja. Okay. But under one condition. We're only gone for an hour. And I have to finish my homework before we go. Sorry, two conditions. You can sit here and keep me company while I work. It shouldn't take that long. But no distracting me. No talking, or kissing, or touching. Because I'll never get anything done. If you do that, stop it, I'm serious. Do you agree to these conditions? Okay, then I will begin reading, and you will begin not doing anything. Okay. I can feel you staring at me. Are you really that bored? Okay. But you bring me back in an hour, and then you have to go home so I can study. Promise? Okay, let me get my shoes. Where are we going exactly? So mysterious. Not even a clue. Well, how am I supposed to dress? And do I wear heels? Do I wear sneakers? Do I dress warm? Do I wear a black ski mask? Are we doing something illegal? Hey, that's not funny. We are not committing any felonies tonight, understood? You like it when I'm posse. Thank you for coming over. I know I said that you shouldn't have, but the truth is, you're exactly what I needed tonight. You have a way of making me feel safe and completely in danger all at the same time. That was very much a compliment. Okay, let's go. You really are going to be the death of me.